Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Good morning. I heard y'all talking about places that aren't in E-Town anymore.
Or Hardin County in general. Do you have some?
Well, you know where Kensington Manor is?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the old record factory. They made 45s there.
Right. My brother worked there for years. Then,
I had no idea that was there.
Yeah.
I just learned something.
Huge record factory there.
I mean, it was massive.
Huh.
It had long since been shut down by the time I moved here, but people talked about it forever.
Wow, that's cool.
Right. And I heard you talking about the Chinese restaurant up on North Mulberry.
Yes.
That was Briar Patch.
Okay.
It had closed down and stayed closed down, I guess, for about 5 or 6 years, and they converted it into a Chinese restaurant. And it lasted, I guess, another 7 or 8 years. And then the building stuff out there.
Gotcha. And then that's when that all the other changes came. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you.
Hello.
Bruce Reeves.
Brian Walker.
And Tricia Caudill. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're all right. So we're talking about places around Hardin County that aren't here anymore. And newer folks, if you brought up these landmarks, would be like, I got no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But with your years in law enforcement, and I think you know everybody who's ever lived in this county, you've got some insight that you wanted to share. And you said there was a little bit of a correction to the information we got about where the original city pool in Elizabethtown was. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. It's just that that was Burnett's Motel is what that was, where Duke Taylor Sales and Service is. And they was the first motel to have a swimming pool. And that was just kind of where everybody went swimming.
Oh, so it wasn't like the city owned it, but it was a place a lot of kids go or went.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's just where they went. The city, it was Burnett's, like I say, it was the first motel to have a swimming pool in East.
Okay.
And that's just kind of where everybody went.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I still want to go check it out, because if it's still part of it is there, then, you know, I want to go look at it.
And yeah, like I said, I don't know about the part still there, but then see, then that turned in, that was talking later on, and that was Woodward's House of Music. Jim Woodward had Woodward's House of Music there, which was later sold to David Dozier, who used to be the director of Helping Hand of Hope. And then he built the building out there at the north end of town and put it out there, which was ended up being where, you know, Goodwill was at, which now has been tore down.
Right.
You are a wealth of information with all this stuff.
And then behind Burnett's or Duplicator Sales, whatever you want to call it, there's a metal building. And that's where the bus station was at. It was in that metal building behind there.
Okay.
And which turned in to be the first Radio Shack in E-Town. That's where the first Radio Shack was, back there.
Really?
Yeah.
Trisha has a fondness for Radio Shacks.
Oh, is that right?
I do.
The first one was that, and then the bus station went from there, and it went out to where Key Oil is now, because Buster Maffitt, and I can't think his partner's name is Dan, because ain't his last name. They had bought Guy Williams and Son Oil, which used to be down by kind of behind Bluegrass Ice. And then Guy Williams had moved out there to where Key Oil is now. And Maffitt Oil used to be, there's a lot of information here, so I'm probably overloading. But Maffitt Oil used to be on Hawkins Drive. It looks like a little service station. On Hawkins Drive, kind of closer down there to South Valley View School.
And weren't there still pumps out there for a while, like the old ones?
Well, there was, and those were put out there by Robert Keplinger. As you remember, Glenn Down said he bought a building from Robert Keplinger, where he is now. Well, Robert Keplinger owned that building, and he collected different kinds of memorabilia. He put those pumps out there to restore it back to like an old gas station.
So was there a gas station on that location at some point then?
It was Maffitt Oil.
Okay, that's the same one. Okay.
And they was a distributor, and they moved out, they say, they bought out Guy Williams and moved out to where Key Oil is, out by Pepsi.
All right, that is Bruce Reeves. We're going to continue our conversation with him in just a little bit. And this is part of our morning conversation. Tricia and I have been having a lot of fun with this. Hundreds of comments on Facebook, getting tons of phone calls. And this all started with the concept of, what is a landmark, a site that is not here anymore, that if somebody moved here and you started telling them about it, they'd be lost. They'd have no idea what you're talking about.
It is so interesting. We have learned so much about Hardin County just this morning, and I hope I can retain all of this information. But thankfully, if I can't, which I probably won't, I can refer back to Facebook because there's all kinds of comments on there.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. You never know what'll work. You never know what'll stick. You never know what will click with your audience. You can guess, you can try, but until it happens, you just don't know. And this thing got everybody in their feels this morning.
Yes. So our morning conversation today, name a landmark in Hardin County that's gone, and anyone new to the area wouldn't know about it. You and I, neither one of us are from here. We are transplanted here. So we know several things within the last 20, 25 years. But before that, no, we're not familiar with a lot of the stuff. And so you and I both learned so much this morning.
Lots and lots of cool things. We've been speaking with Bruce Reeves. He's a Hardin County Sheriff's Deputy, retired state trooper, and he's got like 14 other jobs.
Yeah.
So he knows everybody, and he knows a lot of stuff, but he's not a smart aleck about it. He doesn't like lord it over you. He's just very helpful and very insightful. Yeah. So we called him up this morning. We started getting some information. We've put him on hold, and he's been very patient. So we're going to go back and kind of continue our conversation now.
Okay, so the bus station used to be at the location of Key Oil on Hawkins Drive?
Correct.
Okay, I did not know that.
Whenever Buster Maffitt used to own it, it was there, and then they had sold out. And actually, they had actually sold out to, I guess, Guy Williams is what they had done. And then they moved out because Buster Maffitt owned Plaza 94, which is the gas station out on the east side of 65 on the right out there, just past White Castle on the left. So then the bus station moved out there.
Okay.
After they sold their place down on Hawkins Drive. And then somewhere along the line, that's the same down Plaza 94, and they maintained the bus station there for a while, but I guess when they gave up the, you know, doing the bus, whoever the new owners were, so then that's when it moved down to Sonora, where it's at now.
Yes, because you can't catch a bus in E-Town anymore, right? Only in Sonora.
No. And I believe originally, long, long time ago, it was downtown, kind of around across from where the old Mulberry Helm School is, and the old Hardin County School central office used to be, which was actually originally the Coca-Cola plant.
That is so much information. Now, I do know where Black Sheep is now, the boutique down on 62. I do know that that was, if I'm not mistaken, the original Coca-Cola plant in the city of E-Town. Is that right?
Well, I don't know where the Black Sheep is.
That's where Picasso's used to be 25 years ago.
Yes, I believe that. They started there, then they moved down to the building that's across from the phone company, which ended up being the Hardin County Board of Education. And then they built the building out. Out on where the Bridal Warehouse is, or Bridal USA Bridal is now. It was the last place it was at before they sold out.
So much history. Well, thanks for all the input.
I can go on for days. here's another little footnote that Burnett's pool, like say where everybody went swimming, Kenny Tabb got a presidential citation because he saved somebody from drowning down there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And across the street where Sonic is, that was the Colonial Motel. There was a Colonial Motel there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Up where West Point Bank is was where the Maple Motel was at, across Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hmm. That is Bruce Reeves, local historian and all-around good guy. Talking about landmarks scattered around Hardin County that if you brought them up now, people who aren't from here originally would be like, I don't know what you mean.
I'll tell you one more sometime.
We love it. Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome.
We are Quixie 98.3.